Welcome to the Short Term Show, the show about short-term rentals and long-term wealth, with real property owners hosting real properties who are crushing it in the vacation and short-term rental space. And here's your host, Avery Carl.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Short Term Show. Today, we have Jay Ulrich, the CEO of HostBuddy AI. And I know you guys love to talk about a new platform or a new piece of tech to make your lives easier. We all love to do that. So Jay is on to talk to us about HostBuddy. It is an AI messaging software to, he's nodding his head like, okay, yeah, you're getting this right, to help with the guest experience. So Jay, you're going to do a lot better job of explaining it than what I just did. Way to butcher it, Avery. But Jay, tell us a little bit about HostBuddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Avery. No, exactly what you said is correct. It's an AI messaging software for hosts. So our mission is to improve the guest experience and also, you know, improve the, basically just help hosts save time and money. And you know, if we can do that by improving the response time to guests and make sure that they're getting what they want when they want it, that is the most important thing for us. So we've developed an AI software that sounds like a human, and it plugs into your property management system and does all the messaging for you. You can schedule specific hours for it, whatever you need. So it does a lot more than just the messaging, and I'm sure we'll get into that. But yeah, that's essentially what we've done. We launched earlier this year and growing super quickly. So I'm happy to be on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So I have a lot of questions. So my first question is, does this play nicely with all of the property management tools out there?
Yeah, so and typically our target audience is someone who has five or more properties. And we say that usually because they're using a property management system when they get up to that level. So we do integrate with the property management system, and that's how we're collecting all the guest and reservation data and the property information. So that is more or less a requirement to use HostBuddy, just so that we can access that data and have the AI respond most effectively. But we integrate with 10 or 11 of the top PMSs, a lot of the major US based PMSs, so like Guesty, OwnerRes, Hostfully, Hostaway, Lodgify, Hostify, a few others, Hospitable. So yeah, if anyone's listening and they have questions about that, you can go to hostbuddy.ai. We have a list of the integration partners. That is the biggest part to us, is making sure that we can plug into your existing systems. So yes, we do play nice with those things. We have a Turno integration as well. So if you use Turno for your cleanings, HostBuddy can understand when a cleaning is finished and offer an early check-in for the next guest. It can also basically see all the issues that your cleaners report and let you manage those in a HostBuddy dashboard. There's a lot of different things that we're doing with that, and there's a lot more integrations to come. So we're excited to plug everything in.
Awesome. So when you say an AI messaging tool, I know it's a lot deeper than just, you know, a tool that kind of sets up an out of office message until the next morning. So can you kind of give us some examples of scenarios where maybe specific examples of what a guest might message you and how HostBuddy can help in that instance?
Yeah, of course. So one of the big use cases, and something that we wanted to make sure that HostBuddy was capable of doing, was troubleshooting issues, because, you know, a general AI can give typical responses that you'll see from like a ChatGPT model. And usually those things will come in as like large paragraphs of text that aren't super fun to read as a guest. So yeah, our main initiative at the beginning when we created the AI was to ensure that it was going to be able to problem solve. And so some of those things being like, how do I use this Roku TV? Even if you don't provide it information like that, if it's a well-known enough tool that it can find online by scraping, you know, major articles on the internet, it's going to be able to troubleshoot that information for you, and it does it within a minute. So things like that, lockout situations. So if there's a guest that shows up at 2 a.m. and the lockbox isn't opening or something like that, or the keypad isn't turning on, and you potentially have a backup lockbox on the property, and you've informed HostBuddy of that information, it can basically give all that backup access information to the guest late at night. So that's happened to myself and my company multiple times since we started using HostBuddy, because the batteries in our keypads last probably 4 months or so. And then if we don't change them by then, it'll just go dead and then the guest can't get in. So that's something that happens. And I forgot to include that in my background as well, because I manage around 40 properties in San Diego, California. So that's kind of what gives me the perspective of the host to understand how to create the AI in order to respond properly, which is really great because, you know, I understand the pain points of a host and in certain things that have been our main issues when hosting, we've been able to address using HostBuddy. So things like that. It can also analyze images. Someone asked the other day about a specific landmark. They sent an image and they were like, where is this in San Diego? And it was able to respond and tell it how far it was from the property and things like that. It can tell you how far away you are from a grocery store. It can tell you where to go and get certain things. And the cool thing is it can do this at any hour of the day immediately. So if a guest is trying to use the air conditioning late at night and they're upset because it's really hot in the room and they're trying to go to bed and, you know, you don't have a human there to go and respond to the guest, it can hop in and be able to troubleshoot that with them. So even if it doesn't have specific information about the particular AC model, usually it can do a really good job at troubleshooting those types of things. So that was really big for us, having it sound hospitable and friendly and ask clarifying questions to come to a resolution is really important. So we spent a long time perfecting the language to sound like a host, because if we have AI responding that isn't as good as a host or a VA or somebody on our team, then we don't want to have that tool at all. So it's something that will actually enhance your guest stay. We've had a lot of our users report increased 5-star reviews on their profile, specifically in the communication category. Not only because it's, you know, better communication, but because they're getting a response in less than a minute at any hour of the day. So it's huge and it's made a big impact for all of our existing users.
Okay. So a few questions. So what is the process? So I assume you have to like teach it things about your property. So if they ask something specific about the property, like, hey, where do you keep the blah, 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 or I'm locked out, where's the extra key? Things like that. What's the process for like a new owner onboarding this to teach it about their property?
Yeah. So what we typically say is as soon as you connect your property management system, it's going to know everything about your properties that you've included in the PMS. So like every single amenity that you've checked off on your list and all the little details about the neighborhood and the space and the bedrooms and the bathrooms, like everything that you've included, all of that data is going to be in HostBuddy's knowledge base. In addition, it will analyze your past 6 months of conversational data to basically learn from previous conversations. So if there's anything in particular that you have sent in the past, it will also learn that. And that's an optional setting, just in case you have things that have changed about your property, or maybe there was someone on your team who you didn't really like the way that they were speaking before, and now you're upgrading to HostBuddy and you don't want it following exactly how that person spoke. It's optional. A lot of people turn on the six month analysis, but that's essentially how it collects all the information. And then you have something called a property profile, which basically looks like kind of what the details would look like for at a property level in a PMS. So it'll show all your amenities and all the additional details, like where can you book, what's your cancellation policy, what's the size of the property, things like that. But Within each one of those pieces of information, you can add additional notes. You can restrict the information to certain reservation stages to make sure that guests who have it actually booked don't receive that information. Things like lockbox information, backup lockbox access, things like that, that you might only want to share with current guests. You can do that. And there's no limit to the amount of information that you can include. And we typically suggest that, you know, you go through and hit the test property button, and it basically opens up a little window where you can chat with HostBuddy for each property. If you ask it a question and it doesn't respond the way that you want it to, then you can go and add additional information. Sometimes if there's information that's not provided in the PMS, you need to go back and add those things if you wanted to know those things. So a lot of times people will upload welcome documents and HostBuddy will analyze that entire document and autofill that information into your property profile. So any resources that you have, you can provide to it and it will use that when responding to guests.
Okay. And what happens in the scenario of a guest having a complaint and HostBuddy is, you know, answering that?
Yeah. So when there is an issue that HostBuddy can't resolve, it will generate an action item. And so within the HostBuddy portal, there's an action items page, and it's sorted by cleanliness, maintenance items, reservation changes, guest requests, things like that. And so basically that's an area where you can go in and make sure that all of the little issues that are happening at your property are taken care of. As far as how HostBuddy responds when there's a complaint, if it can't troubleshoot that or, you know, appease the situation, then there's a few different options depending on how you set up HostBuddy to respond. So it can defer itself to the host. It can defer to the team. So for example, it would say, let me connect with my team really quick and get right back to you. At that time, it would generate an action item. It would send you a text or an email, or it even will send you a notification in Slack. And then your team can address that. You can also have it so it just doesn't respond at all. It'll also generate an action item and you can jump in and help. So there's a lot of different options on how you deal with those situations. What I do with my company, since we already have virtual assistants working for us, they cover a lot of the daytime hours and they're doing a lot of things like property setup, inventory management, cleaner coordination, maintenance coordination, things like that. So they don't have to worry about the communication because HostBuddy's taking care of that during the day. But when there's an issue that comes up, they'll get a notification on Slack and then they'll be able to hop in there and just answer whatever question that that person does have. And you can actually reply within Slack and tell HostBuddy, like, for example, if you don't have a set check-in or check-out, or let's say early check-in or late check-out policy, that might be something where HostBuddy would defer it to the host or the team if it doesn't have the right resources to inform the guest. So that's kind of what we do, because when guests ask for one of those reservation adjustments during the day, we want to make sure that we can go and improve that depending on our cleaner schedule and what's going on. So our VAs can hop in then and just say, hey, tell the guest that early check-in is okay. And then HostBuddy will go say that in a much nicer way and formulate like a nice response for the guest. So a lot of different customization options there. But typically, that's how the process would go.
Okay. So it can handle most situations then.
Yeah. And that's how we designed it, to be able to take care of over 95% of guest inquiries. It's going to respond to guests who have inquiries, future guests who have already booked, current guests, any reservation stage, that's any message that's going through your PMS, it's going to respond to. So people usually ask, like, is it just going to respond to Airbnb guests and Vrbo guests? And the answer to that is it doesn't matter where they booked. As long as the message is going through your PMS, HostBuddy is going to be able to respond to that. So whether that's, you know, Vrbo, booking.com, Airbnb, WhatsApp, direct bookings, stuff like that. So wherever it is, HostBuddy will respond.
Are you having trouble trying to decide which market to buy in? No problem. That's just one of the many live sessions we offer in Short-Term Shop Plus. Everything you need to know about buying and managing short-term rentals from anywhere in the world, right at your fingertips. You'll also get early access to our world-famous Management Monday sessions, live each and every Monday. Don't delay. Turbocharge your generational wealth today. Join us at stsplus.com or stsconsultation.com for a live call with more info on Short-Term Shop Plus. Are you afraid of saturation? Well, join Short-Term Shop Plus and let the saturated be afraid of you. Become the best in the business at stsplus.com.
Okay. And so you mentioned that you'll get a notification on Slack if there's something that it can't handle. Are there other integrations for notification that you'll get? So like, I mean, I use Slack all the time, but somebody who has five properties, who's been self-managing just them by themselves for a while, may not have like a Slack channel going. So are there other options for notifications?
Yeah. So the notifications can, you can basically decide if they get sent out immediately. You can have them basically send a report every hour, every day, however often, to whichever contacts you'd like. So if it's a manager that has five or less properties or something like that, but they are using a PMS and they just started, you can have it send a text directly to them, and then they can hop in there and take care of that. The respond through Slack feature is specific to Slack, but we are implementing that through text and email here pretty soon, where you can, instead of going into HostBuddy or instead of going into your PMS, you can just instruct HostBuddy on how to respond directly through text or directly through email.
Okay. So you don't even necessarily have to get in your PMS and respond because HostBuddy can't. You can just tell it what to say.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. And what's the cost for this?
Typically it's around $6 per property per month. It's per listing per month, technically, because I know a lot of people kind of separate out their listings depending on if it's a large house, triplex or duplex or something, they combine them and things like that. So it's per listing. And yeah, average around $6, $7 per month. It depends how many properties you have. So the more you have, the less it'll be. If you have over 100 properties, it'll probably be less than $5. Per listing per month. So definitely the most affordable AI messaging solution out there. And we want to keep our prices that way as long as we can. Maybe a year down the road, it'll be a bit more expensive. So now is definitely a good time to, if you want to start using AI, to kind of get in there and take advantage of those lower prices.
Okay. So I'm trying to think what else. So I guess, can you just kind of give me like a user scenario of what the customer journey looks like with HostBuddy from setup to like, okay, we're up and running and it's talking to my guests?
Yeah, of course. And we get that question a lot because it can seem kind of overwhelming when you start using a new tool. And that's for any software. When you plug it into your existing systems, you want to make sure that it's easy. A lot of us hosts just don't have a whole lot of time to dedicate to setup. So we made that process really easy. Onboarding really just consists of making an account, logging in, and then connecting your property management system. So it'll ask for an API key or some other user ID to connect your direct PMS to HostBuddy. Once you've done that, it will scrape all of the data that's in there and show you a list of all your properties. You can select which ones you'd want to upload, and then you can import all of them or some of them, whatever you'd like. And then basically purchase a subscription for those specific properties on a per listing basis. From there, like I said, the HostBuddy will automatically know everything about your properties that you've included in your PMS. So from there, you can either just turn it on, and you know, if it's going to be lacking information, then you'll kind of see that in the conversation. It'll notify you, and then you can go and add additional information and kind of use it as sort of just like a training that way. Or you can go through and manually test each property, ask it the hardest questions that you can and see where it fails. And then if it feels like it's usually, I mean, the only time that HostBuddy fails is if it's not given information that it needs within the property profile. So in that case, you could go into the property profile, add additional information, add welcome documents, or maybe even SOPs if you have standard operating procedures for your team or for your VAs that you've built out. You can export those as like a document or a PDF and then upload that into HostBuddy so that I can use that. That way it sort of knows how to deal with certain situations and can get a bit more detailed. So you can add as much information as you want and then go ahead and schedule it. So you can schedule it for a couple hours a day. You can schedule it for 24/7. You can have it only respond to your current guests or only respond to future guests if you wanted to take care of all the inquiries. A lot of different combinations of ways you can do it. Typically, what we see with a lot of our users, on average, our users plug HostBuddy in for 20 hours per day out of the 24 hours a day. So usually it's 24 hours. I think over 70% of our users have it just 24 hours. So that's usually the best way to do it. But essentially from there, you can just let it respond and it'll do its thing. And you can go into the settings and kind of play around with some of the other things that you can change. That whole process, I mean, you could essentially be done in a few minutes, but you could also take like a few days to just like upload all the information that you want and just make it super, super knowledgeable. So there's a lot of different options there. And then there's several other things that we do as far as messaging. We do upselling features. So you can configure those. Once you have the messaging sort of going, you can configure your smart templates and upsells. So when I say upsells, the main form of upsells that we have right now are gap night upsells. So if you have a minimum night stay, say it's a 2-night minimum, and you have two bookings that are essentially back to back, but there is a 1-day opening in between that you can't book. A lot of times hosts who are trying to maximize the revenue will ask that guest that's checking out the day before if they'd like to extend 1 day, maybe at a discount just to fill that night because they know that that's going to be vacant if they don't. Or ask the guest that's checking in the day after if they'd like to check in a day early. And in those ways, you can really boost your revenue. So what we've done is make that process automatic so that recognize those gaps in your calendar and it can go through and send messages to those guests on either side of it to create those upsells. So if they do accept, then you can go through and alter their reservation. And typically guests are really happy that you're even offering that in general. So definitely increases the guest experience overall. And then we have some inquiry winbacks, which are essentially when someone inquires about a property and then you respond, but then they never respond back to you. There's an automatic process that will reach back out to them to ensure that they're kind of, you know, still top of mind and they're still considering that property. So those are our upsells. We have several other features too that we're implementing and a long list of additional ones that we're also going to build out here pretty soon. Smart templates is one that we're really excited about because it's essentially the templates that you'd see in a PMS, but it includes the conversational analysis component of it, which is we're always measuring the guest sentiment level and seeing if there's any open issues with the conversation. So if a guest is having a negative time or a positive time, it's going to report that and HostBuddy is going to know that information. One of the main applications for this is I know a lot of hosts will reach out to their guests maybe the day that they check out or maybe the day after and say, hey, we really enjoyed hosting you. If you wouldn't mind leaving us a 5-star review, it would really help our business thrive. And we've automated that process as well. But what we've done is ensured that HostBuddy does not reach out to any guests who had a negative experience. So, because if you ask somebody who had a negative experience, typically they'll be a lot more likely to go through and just give a 1-star. Whereas if you didn't ask them, sometimes you can get away with them just not having giving a review at all. And what we've also done in addition to that is a review removal tool. So sometimes, especially if you're in more of an urban area, sometimes you'll see guests give reviews on the traffic or the construction or like the homeless population. All of those things are a little bit less relevant to the actual stay that you're hosting, and they're more about the general area. And if they give you a bad review, you obviously don't feel like that's necessarily fair. So what I've done in my property management company in the past is I've reached out to Airbnb or Vrbo directly and told them that, you know, these things break the Airbnb review policy because you can't be biased. You can't base it on extortion. There's all these little rules within the Airbnb review policy where you can actually get those things removed. And I'm sure you've done the same, Avery, but what we've done is automated that process as well. So basically HostBuddy will analyze your conversation with every single guest And then as soon as they post a review, it'll cross-reference that with the conversation and the entire stay and determine if it breaks the Airbnb review policy. So at that time, if it does, it'll generate a report for you so that you can go and send that to the removed. At the end of the day, you're increasing your average review rating on Airbnb. So all these little tools that hosts typically, these processes will be done manually. Now we've made them automatic with a smart component to them. So we're really happy with those, and we've got a ton of different ideas on how to implement that in the future. So super excited.
All right. So man, this does a lot of stuff. I love the win back, like the making sure you're going back and following up, because that's the main thing in any business that I think most people forget to do is follow up. So that's super cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the smart templates can do a ton of different things now. So there's just a lot of applications. And like I said, we have the Turno integration now. So that kind of goes along with the smart template. When a cleaning is marked completed by the cleaner, HostBuddy is going to know that and be able to offer that early check-in to the next guest that's coming in. So all these things really just, they enhance the guest experience by doing these additional upsells and additional accommodations, but they're also enhancing the hosting experience by making these things automatic, allowing you to increase your revenue, all these things that just cut down your actual management time by a lot.
That's amazing. And we all want to cut down on, you know, active work time in any business. So Jay, thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything about HostBuddy that we haven't discussed that you feel like our listeners would benefit from hearing?
I would say I feel like I covered everything that I could. Our differentiating factor, and I want to put this out there for people who are maybe considering multiple other AI solutions. It can be really overwhelming with the whole AI boom right now. There's a ton of people trying to do certain applications within AI within the SDR space. So what we say that really separates ourselves from the competition is our ability for our AI to respond like a human and like a super host is how we call it. And that just comes from our perspective as hosts and our super skilled development team that's put this together. We're really proud of what we've created, and we've had a lot of people come to us from other competitors just looking for a better solution because the AI that they've been provided just isn't cutting it. We wanted to do a lot more than give just a base model of AI. If the AI can't respond better than I am, then I don't want to put it in my own property management system to respond to my guests. So we designed it to sound like superhosts. And that's the most important part. Like I said, we're really proud of what we've created. So if anyone has any questions, they can reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram, JAYT Ulrich, or just go to HostBuddy_AI. HostBuddy.ai is our website. So you can schedule a demo. We have 14-day free trial for anybody who wants to try it out. It's basically free to try, and it's super cool to see what AI can do nowadays. So it's only getting better as AI continues to improve. So will HostBuddy. So very excited for what the future holds.
All right. Well, guys, give them a follow, check it out, maybe add it to your tech stack. And Jay, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate it, Avery. Take care.